The Gospel of Mark, chapter 14. The Conspiracy Against Jesus. The chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for a way to arrest Jesus on a false charge and put him to death. But they said, "Not during the festival, for there might be trouble among the people." Jesus anointed at Bethany. Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper. As he was reclining at dinner, a woman entered carrying an alabaster jar of expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfumed oil on Jesus' head. Then some of them became angry and said, "What a useless waste of perfume. It could have been sold for more than 300 silver coins and the money given to the poor." And they criticized her. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why are you troubling her? What she has just done for me is a very charitable work. At any time you can help the poor, for you always have them with you. But you will not have me forever." This woman did what she had to do. She anointed my body for burial before I die. Truly, I say to you, wherever the good news is proclaimed, and this will be throughout the world, what she has done will be told in praise of her. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went off to the chief priests in order to betray Jesus to them. On hearing him, they were excited and promised to give him money. So Judas started planning the best way to hand Jesus over to them. The Lord's Supper. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, the day when the Passover lamb was killed, the disciples asked him, "Where would you have us go to prepare the Passover meal for you?" So Jesus sent two of his disciples with these instructions: "Go into the city, and there a man will come to you carrying a jar of water. Follow him to the house he enters, and say to the owner, 'The master says, where is the room where I may eat the Passover meal with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large room upstairs, already arranged and furnished. There you will prepare for us." The disciples went off. When they reached the city, they found everything just as Jesus had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, Jesus arrived with the 12. While they were at table eating, Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who shares my meal." They were deeply distressed at hearing this, and asked him one after the other, "You don't mean me, do you?" And Jesus answered, "It is one of you 12, one who dips his bread in the dish with me. The Son of Man is going as the scriptures say he will, but alas for that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Better for him if he had never been born." While they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. And he said, "Take this, it is my body." Then he took a cup, and after he had given thanks, he passed it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said, "This is my blood, the blood of the covenant, poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will not taste the fruit of the vine again until that day when I drink the new wine in the kingdom of God. Peter's denial foretold. After singing psalms of praise, they went out to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus said to them, "All of you will be dismayed and fall away, for the scripture says, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised, I will go to Galilee ahead of you." Then Peter said to him, "Even though all the others fall away, I will not." And Jesus replied, "Truly I say to you, today, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." But Peter insisted, "Though I have to die with you, I will never deny you." And all of them said the same. Gethsemane. They came to a place which is called Gethsemane. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." But he took Peter, James, and John along with him. And becoming filled with fear and distress, he said to them, "My soul is full of sorrow, even to death. Remain here and stay awake." Then he went a little further on and fell to the ground, praying that, if possible, this hour might pass him by. Jesus said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want." Then he came and found them asleep. And he said to Peter, "Simon, are you sleeping? Couldn't you stay awake for 1 hour? Stay awake and pray, all of you, so that you may not slip into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the body is weak." And going away, he prayed, saying the same words. When he came back to the disciples, he found them asleep again. They could not keep their eyes open, and they did not know what to say to him. When he came back the third time, he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? It is all over. The time has come. The Son of Man is now given into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us go. Look, the one who betrays me is approaching." The arrest of Jesus. While Jesus was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, came up. With him was a crowd armed with swords and clubs, who had been sent by the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders. The traitor had arranged a signal for them. "The one I kiss, he is the man. Arrest him and take him away under guard." So when he came, he went directly to Jesus and said, "Master, Master," and kissed him. Then they seized Jesus and arrested him. One of the bystanders drew his sword and struck out at the high priest's servant, cutting off his ear. Jesus turned to them and said, "So you have set out against a robber? Did you need swords and clubs to arrest me? Day after day I was among you, teaching in the temple, and you did not arrest me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." Then they all deserted him and fled. A young man, covered by nothing but a linen cloth, followed Jesus. When they took hold of him, he left the cloth in their hands and fled away naked. They led Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests assembled with the elders and the teachers of the law. Peter had followed him at a distance and went right into the courtyard of the high priest, where he sat with the guards, warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council tried to find some evidence against Jesus so that they might put him to death, but they were unable to find anything. Even though many came up to speak falsely against him, their evidence did not agree. At last, some stood up and gave this false witness. "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple made by human hands, and in 3 days I will build another, not made by human hands.'" But even so, their evidence did not agree. The high priest then stood up in the midst of them and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer at all? What about this evidence against you?" But Jesus was silent and made no reply. The high priest put a second question to him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?" Then Jesus answered, "I am, and you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the Most Powerful, and coming with the clouds of heaven around him." Then the high priest, tearing his garments to show his horror, said, "What more evidence do we need? You have just heard his blasphemous words. What is your decision?" They all condemned Jesus, saying, "He must die." Some of them began to spit on Jesus, and blindfolding him, they struck him and said, "Play the prophet." And the guards set upon him with blows. Peter disowns Jesus. While Peter was below in the courtyard, a servant girl of the high priest came by. Noticing Peter beside the fire, she looked straight at him and said, "You also were with Jesus the Nazarene?" But he denied it. "I don't know or understand what you are talking about." And he went out through the gateway, and a cock crowed. The servant girl saw him there and told the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But Peter denied it again. After a little while, those standing nearby said to Peter, "Of course you are one of them. You are a Galilean, aren't you?" And Peter began to justify himself with curses and oaths. "I don't know the man you are talking about." Just then a cock crowed a second time, and Peter remembered what Jesus had said to him, "Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me 3 times." And he broke down and wept.